Michael Savage, Joel Polak of Breitbart News, most reliable source on South Africa. By Breitbart News on May 30, 2025. Conservative author Michael Savage cited Breitbart News' Joel Polak this week on his Newsmax show. Savage Nation, in evaluating the question of whether there is in fact a genocide in South Africa. Savage, who has appeared on Polak's own show on Sirius XM Patriot 125. Breitbart News Sunday, cited Polak as the most reliable source on South Africa, and quoted a text exchange, with permission, the two had about the genocide issue. The issue came up last week during the Oval Office meeting between President Donald Trump and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, during which Trump showed video evidence of murder and incitement. Savage told his audience that given the incendiary nature of the genocide claim, it was important to be careful and precise in understanding the issue. He then quoted his exchange with Breitbart's Polak, whom he described as the most reliable source on the issue of South Africa. The exchange is presented below. Michael Savage, "Hi Joel, I've seen your articles about South Africa. Is there any solid evidence that there is actual genocide against whites in South Africa?" Joel Polak, "There is what I have called potential genocide but not actual genocide in the present. Thousands of farm murders that the government says are ordinary crime. Farmers disagree, racial discrimination, the official policy in employment. A new law allowing property to be seized without compensation. Hasn't been used yet but many people fear it is coming. And the incendiary anti-white rhetoric of Julius Malema and his ilk, which is unpunished despite laws against hate speech. These are genocidal conditions, though the vast majority of South Africans would prefer to live in peace. It's being driven by radical black communists and ethnic nationalists who represent 25% of the population." Savage also quoted Polak's account of the Trump-Ramaphosa meeting for Breitbart News. Savage then noted that the media attempted to deny the evidence that Trump presented. "Even if it fell short of genocide, it was still alarming," Savage said. "Don't just run around screaming genocide," Savage advised his viewers, suggesting that they consult reliable sources such as Polak and Breitbart News.